about 30 minutes, and he joins us now. We're about to break. But, Larry, what are some of the things we're going to be talking about in the next 30 minutes here on the air?
Well, Alex, one of the things that strikes me as peculiar is the greater amount of firearms freedoms being allowed people of Iraq compared to the folks in the United States by the same administration.
Well, they haven't gotten them trained yet like they have us. They're telling them first they said hand them in, they wouldn't. So, okay, just let us register those. And the Iraqis are saying in their news, you want to take them. We know what you'll do.
You know, these guys may have had a tough life, but that didn't make them stupid.
Exactly.
So that strikes me as hopefully something that's going to enable us to kill the renewal of the semi-auto ban. The disparity is so clear. I mean, in Iraq, we're talking about actual military full-auto machine gun AK-47. In the United States, we're talking about semi-auto firearms that have never been used by any military in the world.
Well, we'll talk about the new Bush-Clinton-Schumer assault weapons ban they want to reauthorize. And my surprise at the NRA 2 weeks ago, finally doing an analysis, the Legislative Center, that could have been written by gun owners of America, admitting the ban on semi-automatic shotguns and all that. I want to get your take on good NRA members forcing them and gun owners members forcing them to finally tell some of the truth. And I also want to talk about Canada, many of their provinces refusing to turn their guns in. Okay, Larry?
Very good.
Fantastic. Gunowners.org is the website. Link through at Infowars.com. We'll be right back with Larry Pratt, who we're honored to have on the show, carrying the standard for the Second Amendment. We'll be right back.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, we're talking to Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America. Be sure and visit gunowners.org. Also, be sure and go to Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Get my new video, Police State 3, Total Enslavement. It gets into gun control, the new Clinton/Bush, Chucky Schumer assault weapons ban, and we get into the whole police state and Patriot Act 1 and 2 and rumors of Patriot Act 3. We've confirmed Patriot Act 2. It is an amazing film, dozens of examples of government-sponsored terrorism. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to get the new film, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. And I authorize my listeners to make copies of my videos for non-profit, not-for-sale purposes to spread the word and to use the power of the grassroots to educate the people about what we're really facing. So take action and get the new film today. Larry Pratt, before we get into Iraqis having more freedom with guns than Americans, and before we get into Canada's and its most of its states, its provinces saying, no, we're not going to turn our guns in, and before we get into the new assault weapons ban by Herr Bush and the liberals and the neocons, Patriot Act 1 and 2, your lawyers wrote an incredible 20-plus page analysis of it, even scarier than mine. You found stuff I didn't find. I found stuff you didn't find in it. The secret arrest of citizens, the secret executions, the guns being crimes, all of this garbage. Ashcroft said there wasn't a Patriot Act 2 before Congress 2 months ago. Now, last Thursday, he admitted it. There is an expansion of it. Your response, your analysis of the Patriot Act, and why do you think Ashcroft had to admit this?
I believe he had to admit it because the grassroots is afire with this. Interestingly, both on the left and on the right, but the left doesn't really have much of a grassroots. So when you're talking about grassroots, you're really talking about folks like us. And the input to Congress is picking up. The opposition being expressed to the White House is picking up because more and more people are finding out about this stuff, and they can't believe that, oh, no, here we go again.
So the best defense is an offense. He launched and said, yeah, I don't apologize for the first one. Tried to make it an illegal alien issue, knowing that we're against open borders, when it's not really about that, a red herring there, and saying, I want more. Not only do I defend the first one, I want more.
We do have to take the offense on this for a very important reason. Even though there is officially no such proposal on the table as H.R. such and such with a bill number, this thing is what I would term opportunistically poised. What would be the next terrorist tragedy striking us would be an opportunity for them. And we've got to make it as clear as we possibly can before that opportunity, quote-unquote, arises, to let the elected officials know that we don't want you to do anything at the next crisis except make it easier for us to defend ourselves. But for goodness sakes, we don't want you to pass another bill concentrating more power in Washington. You've already gone too far. Let what you've got expire.
Now, they're also trying to get rid of the sunset, as you just said, but already in the first Patriot Act, the key provisions like 213, the sneak and peek, and others, and the expanded definition of terrorism, Section 802, those are not sunsetted. And Larry, this is their incredible spin. I've written an analysis of Patriot Act 2. We have a copy of it. The legislative control sheet was brought by the Justice Department to Dennis Hastert, brought to him secretly, and to Dick Cheney. But that's the red herring of the House bill. It has been introduced. The House version is the Domestic Security Enhancement Act. The House version was introduced 6 months ago in January. It is the Justice Domestic Security Enhancement Act. It has all the same provisions under different subsections as the House bill. It has been enrolled, and in it, it has added gun control. It is sponsored by the worst Democrats on the Hill. So I might point you to S-22.
Well, S-22 definitely is the mother of all gun control bills. It's got everything short of a ban that they would love to have. It is the Brady campaign shopping list. And, of course, in moments of crisis, they can easily tack on anything that they might have left out to see if they can't slip that through as well. I think that's the great danger, and that we've just got to be doing our work now. And what is so wonderful about the members of Gun Owners of America is that they have been so tenacious and so persistent. They remind me of the widow in Luke 18 who went before an unrighteous judge. Times don't change. And he blew her off because she was a nobody, and he didn't think that he had to give her anything. Well, a lot of folks would say, well, gee, I guess if the government said so, it must be legitimate. And then and now, most people would have just walked away. But the widow knew that what she wanted, whatever it was right, and she persisted. And finally, the judge, the unrighteous judge, gave in, gave her what she wants, saying, and this is the quote from the scripture, "She troubles me." And if we don't trouble them, I guarantee you they're going to trouble us.
Well, that's it. We've got to keep their feet to the fire. But now, this is curious. I've done a lot of talk show interviews. You probably do as many as I do or more, Larry. And I've been on conservative talk shows, and I'll say, Bush says he's going to reauthorize the assault weapons ban. And they'll say, that's not true. And then they'll say, you're a liberal making up information to discredit Bush. Why do we see, I don't see this widespread, but I do see pockets of it, massive denial by so many conservatives to the neocon agenda we see in Washington?
I think denial is a very major and consistent human problem that we all have to deal with at one time or another about one thing or another. If something just seems too horrible to think about, you just say, well, that couldn't happen here. No government in the United States would ever become tyrannical. Well, ask a bunch of Germans that, what they thought in 1930 and then what they thought in 1940. You know, a lot can change in a very short period of time. And to say that it can't happen here is, to a certain extent, I suppose, lazy man's way of dealing with it. If it can't happen, then I don't have to deal with it. I don't have to do anything, and therefore I don't even need to ask for an excuse.
Well, Larry, it is happening here, and we've got a unified front by the Hillary Clintons, the Chuckie Schumers, with Bush on open borders, on gun control, on NAFTA and GATT, on all these key issues, on protecting Bill Clinton, blocking Dan Burton's committee, Ari Fleischer, the press secretary, a couple weeks ago told the World Net Daily reporter, when they brought up Hardingate and how Bush is protecting Clinton, he said, the president's moving forward and he suggests you do the same.
Let me point back to the gun issue and the semi-auto ban just for a minute, because some people that will acknowledge that they've heard the president, spokesman anyway, say that that's what he wants to do, to renew the ban, keep it on the books. They'll say, well, but it, hey, we don't have to worry about that. The House of Representatives isn't going to vote for that. It's under control. Well, part of that's true. I don't think the House of Representatives is where we're going to get clobbered. But here's how it can happen. It's already happened this way in the past. When Lautenberg put his gun ban in, greatly expanding the number of prohibited people that are allowed to own a gun in this country, people that had had domestic violence misdemeanors, spanking a child, yelling at a dad, things like that, those people got stuck in 1996. It was a measure that he inserted in a conference committee in the Senate behind closed doors.
Yeah, they can load it in his pork barrel at any time, and Bush says he'll sign it.
Now, here's the problem. It comes out of a conference committee. It's already been voted on in some fashion. The underlying bill has, anyway, in both houses. Now they can no longer make amendments from the floor. This is the final vote. It's up or down. And here's how it is likely to happen, and here's how it would have happened had Lautenberg been confronted in the Senate. Look, buddy, until your measure comes out of that appropriation bill, I'm going to filibuster your bill. Well, that's all well and good, perhaps on most legislation, but inside the Beltway, it's just unimaginable to think that you might shut down part of the government. I mean, and that's what the filibuster of an appropriations bill would do. So which do you think is more important, operating the government or keeping the people free to own firearms?
Well, take S-22. It's a law enforcement anti-terror, law enforcement funding package. It's a giant spending bill, and they've got all this stuff in there. I mean, this is what they're doing.
Exactly. And now, Bush wouldn't sign that, so that, at least we don't think he would. So that probably keeps my scenario from occurring. But with the semi-auto ban, he said he would sign it. So, hey, we don't have to shut down the government. We'll just give it to him, and he'll sign it. And
well, he's supposed to be a conservative, and we're seeing the opposite from Bush, and I just think it's a big wake-up call for people. And there could be a mass shooting the week of the vote, which even Limbaugh has pointed out just keeps happening right on time for them, and that could easily get it through.
Well, I'll tell you what. I think reality has begun to impinge on the principal culprit, in my opinion. Well, of course, is the president for allowing the statements to be made. But Karl Rove is his principal political advisor, and I don't see him as a principled man at all. And I see him figuring that, hey, we're going to get some easy votes from the soccer moms, and the gunnies don't have any other place to go. Well, first of all, that's a flawed analysis. Because the people that voted for George Bush in West Virginia are not quote-unquote gunnies. They're Democrats who normally vote Democratic no matter what.
Yeah, Bush would have totally lost the election worse than he did in the general vote if it wasn't for the gunners.
Absolutely. And so these people have no fear whatsoever of voting for Democrats. And it could happen all over again. But maybe we'll have a chance to continue.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. Great analysis from Larry Pratt, founder and president of Gunners of America, gunowners.org. Great analysis, great information, great organization. And we'll come back and talk about Iraq. They have more rights there than we do here for guns. And then we'll talk about Canada. Most of their big provinces are saying, we're not going to register and take the guns. No feds.
Thank you. He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're talking to Larry Pratt, Gun Owners of America. Larry, it's not just the gun issues that the neocons are on the big government tyranny side of the fence. It's across the board. And it is important for gun owners to be involved and conservatives to be involved by pointing this out. We are now seeing a shift, at least in rhetoric, back to a more conservative viewpoint because of pressure. I talked about how the NRA wouldn't talk about the assault weapons ban, how Bush is going to reauthorize it. They finally did in their legislative alert. They really won't do it in their magazine. How important was it that the real gun owners, real conservatives, are forcing the NRA to not be as anti-gun as they are?
We hear from our members all the time, those that get emailed particularly, because that's how word spreads so quickly and effectively now, that they've also contacted the NRA. They belong to both, and they see us doing something, and they want the NRA to do the same thing. And I can tell you that they can express themselves in very forceful ways. I wanted to share with you an anecdote of just days after the first announcement was made by a spokesman for Bush that he was going to ban guns again if he had a chance, that Karl Rove, his principal advisor, went up to New Hampshire, gave a talk at a university, and afterwards entertained questions from the audience, one of whom was our member, and I'll just refer to him as Sam. But Sam asked a question something like, "What in the world do you think you guys are doing with this?" And he got back a very imperious answer that this is the way it is, bud. And, well, Sam didn't really like that, so he went with a group of other people that wanted to shake Rove's hand and whatnot as he was on his way to the limo. And just before he popped in the back door, Sam was able to repeat the question, and Rove was visibly angry and started repeating how he didn't understand politics and blah, 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 and grabbed Sam on the arm. And Sam said, "Well, I'm older than he is, and I'm bigger than he is." And I grabbed him on his arm, and I said, "Look, you tell your boss if he signs that bill, he's crossed the line." And Rove was beside himself, didn't know what to say, just let him drive him away at that point. They're finally beginning to see that this is not something like whether the sugar beet industry gets more protection or not. And people do have strong feelings, but hey, you know, those sorts of
things. That's just the way it is. Now, they're understanding this is about the Bill of Rights and what America is, and if they're going to wrap themselves in that flag, they're going to have to uphold the values of that Constitution and that Bill of Rights. But, Larry Pratt, I want to shift gears for a second.
Sure.
Canada, many of their big provinces are saying, "We are not going to enforce your gun ban. You register them, you confiscate them." They're actually saying, one of the heads of the provinces says, of their law enforcement arm says, "This only hurts law-abiding citizens. This is wrong." And now police, the federal police, are warning the provinces, and more provinces are defecting now, the majority of them. Is this good news?
I think it's extremely good news, particularly when you consider that it's Canada, where they have more of a British mindset that whatever the government says is legitimate because there's no legitimate constitution in writing.
But they've heard about the crime rate exploding in England and Australia after the gun bans. They know the truth.
They do, and I think the driver for this resistance to this tyranny has been the province of Alberta. Those folks really think like people in the Western United States. They've taken the lead on this, and frankly, at the province of Alberta, and I've talked to people from there. In fact, I interviewed one on my little talk show that's a weekly hour thing, Live Fire. An editor of a conservative publication up there who printed the results of a public opinion survey that found that a bare majority of the people of Alberta, if you had it on the ballot right now, "Do we want out of here?" they'd say yes in a heartbeat, and then make themselves an independent country with lots of oil. And
but I mean, that's exciting that you have whole states refusing, and then their citizens are on TV saying, "I'm not turning my gun in, you can come get it." We need more of that attitude here, and we need to have those revolutions of information and standing up in these states like Massachusetts, California. I know we've got the people. We just don't have the media power. We've got to promote the alternative media in those states. What about Iraq? Not arming, disarming the American people, but having to back off and not disarm the Iraqi people.
I think that's going to be a very effective tool in trying to keep the lid on the semi-auto ban from and keep it from being renewed.
Because they're going to be allowed to own semi-autos, fully autos there, but we can't here.
Oh, I think that really sticks in the throat.
All right, Larry Pratt, gunowners.org, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Alex, thank you.
Your site's got incredible legislative analysis and information. I visit it daily. God bless you. We look forward to having you back up in the future.
Same here. Thank you.
Take care, my friend. I'll be right back. I'll get into Walmart pushing the RFID. New information on that. Retina scanners to drive your car. It's all coming up.